The state wrestling championships begin tomorrow at Mizzou Arena at the University of Missouri-Columbia. The Trenton High School wrestling team, they are sending five boys down to the state tournament. We'll go through them as we talk with head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton wrestling team. I think you hit on it in the conversation you had with us over the weekend, Coach, that you're sending five, which is a great number for Trenton, and certainly, you know, it's a sign of where this program is going with some of the young talent that you have. But, yeah, with the five that are going, you had a lot that came awful close, too, and put up some good points for you in a second-place team finish last weekend. Five's good, but I know you would have liked to have that number about seven or eight, too.
Yeah, you know, we talked in prior weeks, and I thought eight would be a really good number to send through, and we were probably a pretty unconventional second place team, being that we did only qualify five kids, but you kind of hit on it there. We gained a lot of our points from kids who pinned their way all the way to the bubble match, and we got a lot of bonus points that way. We got a lot of bonus points in the semifinals. We won three matches by pin there, and that puts a lot of points on the board very quickly. And can't say enough about just the team effort that the boys made. You know, we had, you know, a kid who went down, Alan Airy, our 195-pounder. He had one win on the season and put two pins back-to-back together. And, you know, we won by 6 points, and Alan gave us 7 points there. So just really proud of the team effort that we put together.
District wrestling, it's so unique with, you know, the matches that, you know, really get people fired up. And obviously, district championship matches are important, and, you know, seeding is involved at state and those things. But if you make it to the the semifinals in the district championship match, win or lose, you know you're going on to state, which is kind of the biggest goal for those going into districts. To me, the ones that are always the most unique matches to watch are when you get into the wrestlebacks, and you know that if you win, you get another chance, and you know, maybe you can wrestle your way to Columbia, and if you lose, you're done. And those, because there's so much at stake, those are the ones that I enjoy watching on district weekend.
Yeah, I know it. And, you know, we've got so many young kids that are just right on the cusp of going, and I think next year you'll see all of those kids that were in bubble matches. I think you'll see them get through that and maybe avoid the wrestlebacks altogether. Maybe go straight through the semifinals into the finals. That's kind of our goal for next year. But yeah, it's an exciting thing. I felt like we wrestled, some of us got into those clutch matches, and we wrestled a little bit more conservative than maybe we had in the past. And so learning how to open up in those big matches and not be to not be afraid of making mistakes is a huge tool that we need to work on.
I noticed throughout the season, Coach, that your team, obviously you improve, but as I was, you know, kind of looking at results and seeing how results differed from December to January and February, I started to see guys, and I think this comes down to being aggressive and obviously, you know, getting better at the sport, but you had a group of guys that became pretty adept at not only winning, but they would win more by pin than by anything else. Is that just a sign of them kind of learning when is the good time to be aggressive and then taking advantage of that opportunity?
Well, I think throughout the season, they kind of found what works for them as far as top wrestling and pinning combinations go. I think each wrestler is built a little bit differently, and so some pinning combinations work for some, and others don't work so well for others. But I think in the district tournament alone, we had 22 pins, and that's the only thing that kept Palmyra from getting second place. I think they had 16 pins, and so they knew pins were important to try and make up for that, you know, just to overcome that team score. And Palmyra sent more kids to state than we did. So it was definitely our kids knowing they had to get those pins.
It's the most difficult thing as a coach, but when you have young people, and it's not an easy conversation if you're talking with a senior, because then the disappointment is tenfold because they know they don't get another chance because they're graduating in the spring. But yeah, the conversation pretty much goes like this. If you get close to state and maybe you're a win or two short, yeah, you're going to be really disappointed, but that can also be used as fuel over the next 7 months, right?
Yeah, and that's what you tell a young kid. You know, this is use this as fuel every day and remember this feeling that you had falling just a little short of your goal, and use it in the wrestling room all year. And so you don't just hope for better things next year. You kind of take the situation, you take the bull by the horns and make sure that it happens. And obviously with the senior, it's a little bit different. You know, we lost Noah Lewis in the district tournament and a kid who's been to the state tournament before. So, you know, he knew nothing was guaranteed, and some of our younger kids know that nothing is guaranteed for the next year. And you know, my conversation with Noah, he's just a great kid, and he's got a lot bigger and better things to do in his future. And I know he's gonna go out and do big things, and we're really gonna miss Noah.
One of the holes that you had for a couple of years running here, Coach, was you just didn't have anybody to fill this spot on the roster for a couple of years at that small weight. And, you know, you talk about getting a kid who immediately filled that hole, and he's one of the best kids in the state, Hunter McAtee, going to state, and he's well-deserving of going to state.
Yeah, he is. You know, Hunter's puts a lot of hours in the off season, and it really shows. I mean, he is one of the top kids in the state. I think we're sitting pretty good in the state bracket, and he will be disappointed if he doesn't go down and get a medal. That is his goal, and I think we're going to see him reach that goal. So if you can get a freshman in that mindset, that's a great mindset to have.
The most important thing, you know, if you look at brackets and how it works, the most important thing, if you want to get yourself a really good finish at state, win your first match. Get yourself into that round of eight.
You're right. I mean, These first round matches are just absolutely huge, and we'll go straight to the quarterfinals from there. If you lose that first round match, it's a long road. It can be done, and we've done it before, but it's just how easy do you want to make it on yourself?
Gavin Chambers, Coach. We haven't talked about Gavin a ton over the last 2.5 months on these interviews, but tell me about Gavin a little bit and how proud you were of him finishing second last weekend.
Oh my gosh. I was just kind of an emotional wreck after after his semifinals match, because Gavin is a kid who just works his butt off in the wrestling room, and he's been a part of the kids program, and to see him finally have the success that he deserves was unreal. He went out in the semifinals match against a kid who'd beat us before and pretty handily at that. And Gavin is just one of those kids that keeps coming at you, and he's a third period kid. You know, we were down 4-0 in that match, and Gavin just kept coming. He never gave up. He kept the pressure on his opponent, and not only did he get the win, but he won by pin, and the kid was just totally done with the match, and I was beside myself. I mean, it was amazing.
Awesome. Awesome story. Mark Trump, everybody's familiar with Mark and the work he's done with the football program and the wrestling program the last 4 years at THS. He's going to have high goals going into this weekend, Coach. What are your expectations for Mark down in Columbia?
Well, Mark's got to wrestle his game. He's got to be offensive on his feet, and he's definitely a medal contender. And if we can put him in that situation and get the first, I think for Mark, getting the first takedown in his matches, that's going to be a big confidence booster for him. And he's a senior. He's been here before. He's been here a few times before. So he knows what he's got to do, and he's not going to be satisfied if he doesn't walk away with a medal. So That's the goal for Mark, for sure.
Absolutely. Coleman Griffin and Caleb Johnson both finished third. You know, in comparison to finishing second, second's better than third. But if you do finish third, which Coleman and Caleb did, that means you finish your weekend last weekend with wins, and that's a good thing for both of them.
It's a great thing. You know, they only lost one match in the district tournament. And you know, Coleman, he the kid that he beat for third was the kid that we lost to in the very first round. So those two made it all the way through back to the bubble match and faced each other again. And Coleman just put together a better match, you know. And it just goes to show you that Coleman, when he's wrestling to his ability, he can hang with anyone in the state. And I think that was kind of proof of that this weekend. It's what he needed. And boy, Caleb Johnson at 220 just continues to get better. He needs to open up a little bit more on his feet, but he's one of the top 220s in the state. If he can make his mind up to go down to Columbia and get a medal, I really think he can walk away with one this weekend.
Is the biggest thing that the guys have to battle, and maybe not Mark as much because he's been through it, but especially when you're youthful and you're on the floor that the University of Missouri uses, for basketball, and the place is packed, and trying to control your nerves, because nerves can be a great thing. And they can also ruin some things, too, if you don't handle them the right way. Handling nerves, that's the biggest challenge on Thursday, isn't it?
It is. There's a perfect happy medium with the nerves. And you've got to use them as fuel, but you can't let them consume you totally when you're out there on the mat, because they can wreak havoc. They can shut a kid down, and they can make a kid, you know, you get that adrenaline dump when you're out on the mat, and it just looks like you're exhausted. So if we can, I think key to that is getting a really good warm-up, getting a good sweat for the guys before they take the mat, and kind of get some of those butterflies out of their system. That's going to be key for all of them.
Is this next 3 days, Coach, is it your favorite weekend of the whole year?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a special time of year. You know, February, when it rolls around, you get a certain feeling in your stomach, and it's what we worked for. You know, we've put in a lot of hours in the practice room. It seems like we started all the way back at the end of October, and this is what we do it for. So it is a special time of year.
Safe travels down to Columbia, Coach. Good luck over the next 3 days. We'll be watching.
Well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.